Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to talk about proof why all men need to learn about the manosphere. Even if they're successful, even if they're good with women, men can still make incredibly stupid choices when it comes to women and dating and spending money and getting married and getting divorced. And I have a good story here about an OnlyFans influencer, shocking, that took advantage of a guy who was very wealthy. And the guy that was very wealthy, because of his money, has dated pretty women before. And I think he thought she was going to fall in love with him because of his money, and she didn't. And she actually, it sounds like, wants to, you know, make her own money on OnlyFans content and being a model. And she wants to provide for herself versus being with a guy that's worth like $100 million. Good for her. I don't hate the players. I hate the game. But it's interesting because here, because of her beauty, she had the opportunity to be with a very rich and successful man. And for some reason, he thought that was going to work out very well. And he was, quite frankly, he's an idiot. It sounds like she's made up some stories about him. They're countersuing each other, and we'll get into it, and we'll talk about it a little bit. The interesting thing is, for the first time, I think, in a very long time, my thumbnail is actually the woman that I'm discussing tonight. So this is a picture of her. I tried to get one that was a good one that's not too spicy. I have her Instagram here, and I got this picture pulled up. She is an attractive woman. There's no doubts about it. I guess you could say she has an hourglass shape. She's classically beautiful, so I can see why men would find her attractive. She's got 1.8 million followers on Instagram. I don't understand the following beautiful people because, I mean, yes, you get to look at their photos, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old to care about this kind of stuff. But anyway, on to the story. This is from Vanity Fair, and it's a good write-up. It was in a couple of different articles, but this had the best layout. But it says, private jets, mega mansions, and broken hearts inside the messy, litigious breakup of an OnlyFans model and her uber-wealthy boyfriend. Oftentimes I say to you guys, number one, I think all men should know about the manosphere. Know about the laws that affect you, whether you're dating or not. Know about the changes. Know about some of the pushes that the girl power advocates are pushing for. Look at how divorce courts work against men. Cohabitation works against men. And knowing these things, it kind of gives you an idea of, hey, maybe I won't get played. Maybe I won't get suckered. Because you can have a lot of money and be very stupid with that much money. And you'll see how this guy was. And he kind of fell in love with a woman that he probably shouldn't have, but there's also almost 30 years apart in their age range. So he was thinking for some reason he's old with money and that's going to make her love him. And that's not the case. So anyway, Steven Kubek says he was fleeced by the woman he loved. Stephanie Gerzansky says her ex is trying to ruin her life. Both have lawyered up and are taking the explosion of their romance public. I'm just going to read down through this and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Last December 17th, the unlikely May to December romance between Steven Klubik and Stephanie Gerzansky sure seemed like it was heading towards a happy Hollywood ending. No, when you're 30 years apart in age, it's probably never a happy Hollywood ending. Good fling, bad marriage. That night, at a cost of $130,000, he threw a lavish 26th birthday party for her and her five girlfriends at his $45 million house in Cabo San Lucas after flying them down to Mexico from Los Angeles on his Global Express private jet. He then gave her a $200,000 Richard Mille watch. He plied everyone with $7,000 worth of caviar, 80 bottles of Domaine's Ott wine, 12 bottles of 1942 Don Julio tequila, 12 bottles for five girls, woof, and $13,000 worth of swag bags filled with specially designed Stephanie Gerzansky keepsakes embossed with baby GAF, her Instagram bio. He gave Gerzansky and each of her friends a Chanel handbag totaling $30,000. Okay, so he gave her a $200,000 watch, $130,000 birthday bash. So he's already in over $250,000 just for her 26th birthday. If this doesn't scream warning, dude, what the F are you doing? Now, again, Again, look at her. She is an attractive woman. But that, I'm sorry, that's not a quarter of $1 million. They had met in late July, not May, actually, during the summer bug lull, then spent the nearly 97% of their time together, including at Papillon, his Beverly Hills home, which he claims is worth $100 million. They bonded over butterflies. Papillon means butterfly in French. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Papillon. Everything in his house is butterflies, Grzanski tells me. Klubeck, 58. Okay, so she was 25. He's 58, 33 years difference at the time. Again, I get that age bracket, and yeah, you're going to have to probably be the lift the heavy load of the finances, but we're talking millions of dollars that this guy's out, and for some reason he assumed that she loved him just because she was using him and probably letting him sleep with her for money or love, whatever she wants to call it. They continue on. Klubeck, 58 at the time, and a big Democratic donor who name drops everyone from Barack Obama to Pete Buttigieg, was totally smitten with Grzanski, a gorgeous OnlyFans model where pictures of her can be had for a price of as much as $200 a pop. Who's paying $200 a pop for a spicy photo of somebody? I just do not understand this world. An Instagram influencer with nearly 2 million followers, 1.8 as of me checking. I'll promote brands, clothing lines, skincare, things like that, she says. So she's obviously using her looks to promote herself as an influencer on Instagram. She's got her OnlyFans where she's making money. Sounds like she's doing quite well for herself. I mean, again, at 1.8 million followers, I don't know what she has on OnlyFans, but I'm sure she's doing quite well for herself. I'm not going to hate her. Look, if she was born with good looks or goes to the gym and takes care of herself and has great looks and wants to charge for it, good on her. The fault is the guys, the dummies that spend this kind of money on a woman just because of her looks. And if it was about her personality and that she was a really awesome person, she'd be the first to be like, no, you've put me up in your $1 million home and you're throwing me a $1,000 or a $2,000 birthday party. Like, that is good for me. But no, even spending $300,000 for a birthday party, and she's still going to cry that she's the one that's being hurt by all this. Klubeck says he spent around $1.3 million on Grzanski in their 5 months together. There was expensive lingerie, Louis Vuitton designer clothes and bags, Hermes clothes, Cartier jewelry, Sephora cosmetics, crab legs and more watches, champagne and tequila. He moved her into a luxurious Beverly Hills apartment and prepaid the annual rent so that she could be more than she could be 10 minutes away from him at Papillon. He authorized her to spend $85,000 fixing up the apartment. She spent more than $150,000 on it, he claims. Well, she had to get that money from somewhere. Obviously, you gave her access to it, dummy. She created it into an adult film set, he says. Little did I know. Here's the thing. All right. And how does this relate back to learning about the manosphere? Here's the thing. Guys, I always say, look, focus on yourself, focus on income, focus on making yourself happy, learn to talk to people, learn to be communicative and comfortable in your own skin, go to the gym, take care of yourself. And if you don't get the learning how to deal in a relationship, learning how to not take an advantage of, not kind of holding your own frame or keeping yourself in a good, strong presence of mind, you can get it taken advantage of. Now, had this guy been worth $100,000, maybe he might have got taken for $5,000 or $2,000. When you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars, like this guy says he is, to him, $2 million may not be a lot of money. But the point is, he still let it slip through his fingers for a woman that was pretty clearly taking advantage of him, at least in my mind. Look, I'm 48 years old. If I'm dating a 26-year-old, or if I'm 58 years old and I'm dating a 26-year-old, there's no part of my mind that is thinking, wow, she must really love me for me. Now, maybe she does, because Joker's just amazing and awesome. But let's be honest. true love and forever love and all that stuff, that's probably not going to happen. He even proposed to her at one point, and I'll read that here in a second, but you've got to learn how to, and this is what the Manosphere teaches that's so great, I think, not getting taken advantage of, to know your own self-worth. I mean, who's really had the harder life? This guy that later on in the article, they say basically started from nothing and sold his company for like $2 billion, or her that was born pretty and found a way to market that. Now, obviously, she may have some skills if she can market herself and become very successful. That I'm not taking that away from her, but a guy that takes himself from nothing and literally builds a billion-dollar empire, have some value, man. Have some understanding that you've got some worth. And yes, he's older, granted, but his money and his power and his ability to travel and take somebody around the world with him is not. Even if she's pretty, she still took advantage of him, and he did not know enough to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't put it all out there. I think I'm getting taken advantage of. And furthermore, he should know that she's probably really not going to love you. There's 33 years apart. I mean, have your fling, have your fun. Yeah, it's probably going to cost you a pretty penny to wine and dine her. Have your fun and walk away. The fact that he was then like, oh, I want to tie this down and marry her. Now you're just inviting her to take, you know, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars for you, you idiot. They continue on. Klubeck became increasingly infatuated with Gerzansky. He wanted to marry her, even though she was only a few years older than his three grown children. On New Year's Eve, he planned to propose to her with a $180,000 7-carat diamond ring and necklace. He had planned for fireworks in Cabo. I loved her, he tells me. She said she loved me. But instead of joining him, she told him she was going to Miami to celebrate at an OnlyFans New Year's Eve party. I felt the need to spend a little time with my girlfriend, she said. She recalled in a subsequent court filing. Klubeck went ballistic. I lost it, he says. I went nuclear because I've never been so upset and disrespected. I'm the victim. No, sir, you are not a victim. You are an idiot, and you invited this upon yourself. So trying to play like, oh, I am some innocent 58-year-old man that's incredibly rich, and I got taken advantage of by a 26-year-old model girl because she outwitted you or lied to you? No, this is squarely on you, you dimwit. You should have known she was clearly using you. And here's the thing. At this point, let's say he is worth, I don't know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay, dude, you're out $1.8 million. Chalk it up to a loss. You've got homes that are worth $100 million, okay? Chalk it up as a loss. Break up with her. Let her keep the crap that you gave her, because now you got it. And he took her to court to try to get it back. Just let it go. Just move on with your life. Understand you were a dummy. You got played. You got suckered. But see, I think because he's a successful businessman, and he's used to probably winning in certain litigious or other financial dealings, I think he's more upset that he got played versus the money that he lost. He lost the game, and I think that's what's upset him. So anyway, he says, I'm the victim. I never felt so bad. A few days later, he tried to propose to her again over the phone, showing her a picture of the diamond engagement ring he had bought her. She turned him down flat. I think, honestly, she's not wrong for turning him down. To me, he sounds like a complete loser. He sounds like a loser that thinks his money can buy him anything he wants. And she got her, you know, she got her money. He got his fun. Even exchange, dude. Like, you paid way too much money for it. But hey, it is what it is. And now she wants out. She wants to go chase some bad boys. She's now got all the gifts that you gave her and probably does quite well on her OnlyFans and 1.8 million followers. And she's like, hey, I'm done. Like, I wanted a fling and you wanted something I didn't want. Again, I've said this before. Understand the relationship before you get into the relationship. He should have said, are you interested in long-term, short-term? Like, what are you looking for? If she's like, hey, cash for prizes, or I'm just here to have a little bit of fun, he could have gotten his mindset in there and at least understood the rules of the game. This is what, again, this is what the Manosphere teaches you, so that you're not going to, well, he got suckered. And not because she was necessarily great, like a great con artist. He just, you don't fall in love with the dancer. That's all. I mean, there's songs about it. Don't fall in love with the dancers. She says she was totally surprised that he wanted to get married. That was out of the question for her. This was just a fling. She was young and wanted to have fun. Shocking. She wants to chase her tingles, and again, she's probably bringing in bank for herself. This was hardly the first rich guy with a plane she had dated. She says she would never have married Klubeck. He got pretty furious when I said no. She recalls on January 4th, they spoke again. He says she demanded from him $2 million in cash and $7 million house in exchange for giving up her OnlyFans account. She says he offered to buy her a house and put money in the bank account if she agreed to give up her OnlyFans account. She told him she would neither give it up nor marry him. Good for her. You keep on doing your thing, girl. Because here's the thing. Honestly, it sounds like this guy wanted to buy her out. And you don't turn a rake into a housewife. Like, you don't turn a tool into a housewife. Like, it is what it is and you move on. But you notice he keeps trying. So after she said no to him twice, he then says that, okay, $2 million in cash and a $7 million house and give up your OnlyFans. And she said, no, I don't want to do that either. They say since then, all hell's broken out between them, unspooling in Los Angeles law offices and courtrooms, online and in the tabloids. On one side, there's Klubeck, a mega wealthy, rich real estate player who has golfed with not one but two former presidents. On the other hand, a beautiful Canadian model using all the modern digital means at her disposal to gain a following and steady work. It is where the ultra wealthy can use their money and power to make sure they always get their way. They go down into his background, her background, the court filings. I'm not going to get into all that because none of that really matters. The takeaway here is this. Just because you guys are here learning this stuff and listening to it, it doesn't mean that you have to like never date. It doesn't mean that you need to not get married. I always advise against it, but you guys do you. It doesn't mean that you don't get into long-term relationships. What it does mean is you understand the rules of engagement. Understand the rules of engagement. And so when you do get into a relationship, if you do, and you say, hey, you know what? I'm doing things my way and you can come along for the ride. And if you're not down with that, it's not going to work. Or, hey, we'll be equal in this partnership and we can both do our things and I agree this and you agree that. Okay, now you're getting on. Then if things change, then you have a reason to be upset. Then you can be heartbroken. But obviously when a 56-year-old or 58-year-old guy is going out with a 25-year-old, very popular, like she's got 1.8 million followers on Instagram, and she's a very beautiful woman, and she's dated other successful rich men, you're not that special, dude. She may, again, be doing a little cash for prizes. You may be interesting in buying her lots of gifts. And she says, hey, you know what? He's popular. I'll put him on the list of my resume or whatever else she uses for her followers. And moving on. So he got into this. She knew the rules of the game. She knew what was going on. But he came in trying to make her into a housewife, and she had no part of it. But if he knew the principles and the rules of engagement, he'd know, okay, we're doing pay for play, or this is going to be short term. You don't try to wife her up. You don't try to take pictures of rings and send it to her. Like, you can't, no matter how badly you want somebody, it doesn't mean that you can just buy them, especially when she's got her own money. So I don't really want to make fun of her, because maybe I'm being an idiot here, but for me, it sounds like, look, she's young, she's beautiful, she's popular, she knows she is. He wanted to date her. She says, okay, yeah, we can date. And she's getting lots of gifts. And so she decides to hang around with it and have a little bit of fun. And when she's done with that, she takes her cash and prizes and leaves. And he was kind of like, oh, no, this isn't what I wanted. And I'm used to getting my way. And if I throw enough money at her, maybe I can bring her on board. And she wasn't down for that. Now, if she had these looks and she came from a very poor background and she didn't have weight, maybe she was working at a 7-Eleven and looked like this, yeah, she might have been thrilled to have a guy like that. But she has her own means and he wasn't able to buy it. But this is all on him. This is on him for you know, trying to take someone who's not a housewife material and trying to marry her and trying to impress her. And I just think it's stupid. So guys, this is why men need to learn about the manosphere. This is why men need to know this information. This is why you need to know the game. This is why you need to know, hey, a lot of this stuff happens and maybe you don't want to be a part of that. And I think that's important as well. So I think this is another good example of, no matter what your background is, whether rich or poor, whether successful, not successful, work whether you work billions or whether you're working at McDonald's, it's good to know the rules of engagement out there, because unless you know, if you, unless you're comfortable with navigating this, a lot of times I think men get themselves into trouble and they fall in love with the wrong type of person. And in the end, they end up getting their heart broken and it doesn't work out very well. All right, now let us move on to the dating profile of the day. All right, this is a young gal. She's 21 years old. She's going to get on her soapbox here and tell you guys how awful all you players out there are. So pay attention if you're a player. She's 21. She says, I hate Tinder. It's impossible to meet someone decent. Nobody knows how to have a real conversation. The only thing you nasty Fs want is to hook up. That is gross. How can you just sleep with a complete stranger? People could be killer. People could be bad people or have cooties. Who uses cooties at 21 years old? People could be bad people or have cooties. And you just go sleep with them? Let's keep it classy here. One night stands and hookups are ratchet. Don't ask me. I like guys and girls. I'm currently pregnant and single, looking for someone to love long term. Boy, she fell off that high horse and rolled right down the hill real quick, didn't she? So no one wants hookups. You guys are nasty. I also like guys and girls, so my gate swings both way. I'm currently pregnant and single, and I'm looking for someone to love long term. How about the person that you love long term? Maybe isn't the one that, or maybe is the one that got you in the motherly way. Maybe get married before you actually have a kid. Maybe do some planning. Maybe think ahead a little bit. But no, she's going to get on here and rag on everybody else that's just having the hookup game while she's looking for love as she's now single and pregnant and looking for, you know, men or women, either one works, whoever wants to love her. Good luck, fellas. She's out there just for you. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. Best way to support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and join me over on betterbachelors.local.com. We've got, I don't know, 16, 17,000 people over there. You can follow along for free, or you can give me a little support over there for a couple bucks a month if you'd like. I would greatly appreciate it. Guys, that is it for me. I am Better Bachelor, or this is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, again, you can have money, but unless you know how people operate, if they're using you, if there's obviously a large difference between you in age or in looks or in something else, be aware, you know, keep the radar on and understand that you don't fall in love with that type of person. You're just going to hurt yourself in the long run.